هاي جايز، صح افطاركم. اصبر اصبر دقيقة. خلاص ماي مايك از اوكي.
اوكي
المهم، هاي جايز، ويلكم باك تو انذر ابيسود اوف نوت ان اس جي دبليو شو. توداي وي هاف ان اميزين ليدي، ان اميزين inspiring young lady. She's only 18, but she blows my mind. So hello, Yasmin.
Hi, thank you so much. That was so sweet.
وش راكي؟ صح فطورك؟ How are you doing?
صح فطورك. I'm good. Dealing with quarantine, trying to stay as productive as possible, dealing with online classes. Usual stuff. How about you? How are you?
I'm good. And by the way, feel free to talk in any language you want, genre. Don't feel pressured.
Atma, I can use Arabic, معليش.
Yeah. So, Yasmin, احكي لنا شوية على روحك.
Okay, so my name is Yasmin. I'm 18. I'm a business student at the American University of Beirut. I got a scholarship to study there. I am an activist for the civic engagement field. I've had my fair share for volunteering, أعمال تطوعية. I've been part of an exchange program in 2018. And I'm pretty interested in social entrepreneurship and anything that has to do with المجتمع المدني, helping people who are less fortunate than us.
And this is exactly why you're here today. You and I will be talking everything civic engagement, social entrepreneurship, كما قلتي. And I would like to start with the first exchange program that you had. I believe it was with the American Embassy, right?
Yes, so I was part of an exchange program called Algerian Youth Leadership Program في 2018. It's a program d'échange qui est offert par السفارة الأمريكية هنا في الجزائر. So what we did was I went to the USA for a month, and I had the opportunity to enqara in university in Nevada, Reno. I was taught by professors for leadership, for journalism, content creation. Après we got to it was a mixture of education and tourism at the same time. So رحت قريت in Reno, Nevada. Après رحنا Lake Tahoe, which is close to California. عدينا quelques jours to enjoy Lake Tahoe. It's a really, really beautiful place. And at the same time, كانوا درونا trainings على leadership, على public speaking. درنا our own TEDx, زعما entre air quotations. أبخي رحنا to Washington, D.C. تلقينا responsible exchange programs هنا في الجزائر في the U.S. Department of State. And at the same time, درنا شوية tourism. And I came back in Zaire and I had a project to implement. It was related to the environment and climate change. So I organized some cleaning campaigns in Zaire where I live, Jijel. I did some awareness campaigns both in Algeria and Lebanon about climate change or about environment and how to preserve the environment and so on and so forth. It was a really, really interesting experience overall.
Oh, and this one happened كي كنتي دوزيام اني ولا في الباك؟ When was it?
2018. كنت حندخل دوزيام اني ليسي. Yeah. So كنت كملت بروميير اني ليسي وحندخل دوزيام اني ليسي. So it's mostly for students between 15 and 17 years old. And I think I was 16. I was turning 17, Fadik. I turned 17 for exchange program. So yeah.
And this is why you inspire me so much. Like, and by the age of 15 or 16, ما كنتش على بالي حتى شيء civic engagement. You're like way ahead of your age. Let's say that.
Thank you so much. I feel like today's generation, like people my age, they are more into هاد لي تروك especially that genre surtout هاد المرحله اللي انا جوست فيها في الجزائر. I feel like more people should know على civic engagement والانخراط في المجتمع المدني for obvious reasons obviously.
Yeah, that's why بديت بغيت نبدا الحلقه هذه with your experiences قبل ما نبدا we break down how وشي الطرق اللي تقدر تشارك بها في المجتمع المدني because I think it's inspiring and at the same time people will like gain experience from you and it will make them listen to the rest of the episode honestly it's a marketing strategy. I am coming for your business career just saying
I'm coming for your MBA certificate, just saying.
So what about the your school right now, the business school? It was a scholarship too.
Yes, it was another scholarship, Tani. It's called Maybe Tomorrow's Leaders Scholarship. And kif it's supported by the US Embassy, the US Department of State. I think I'm a little bit too invested in the US Embassy in Algeria. So it's a Middle East partnership partnership initiative in Algeria. So I got a scholarship باش نقرا في American University of Beirut for 3 years to finish my bachelor's degree in business administration. I'm planning to double major in marketing and maybe BITS, business information and development systems. So yeah, it was a school. The scholarship is offered every year. Every year they do application process or selection. At the end, they choose around. So depends. كل عام شحال كخير between 4 and 8, I would say, to study سواف American University of Beirut ولا the Lebanese American University ولا in the American University of Cairo في القاهرة.
By the way, what's the difference between the American University of Beirut and the Lebanese American University?
First of all, the American University of Beirut is normally it's the best university in the Middle East. It's ranked number one in Lebanon. Both universities and a good educational. Mamashi both, all of them, like the three universities meant and them a good educational level. However, for la reputation, la zama academic program, mostly people would rather go for AUB because kima قلت لك it's well and their reputation مليحة في Middle East. And the campus, it's a really diverse campus. The campus is a huge region with staff international students. So being part of AUB, American University of Beirut, is it is a much more interesting experience كيجي تهضر على diversity ولا cultural exchange وتاني على academic. However, universities كامل ملاحين to be honest. So I don't like to differentiate. بصح personally, I'd prefer AUB over the two of them. And look, it depends. Some people prefer LAU, but yeah.
Yeah, I wish you luck with that. I know you will nail it. You are a very smart lady. So
let's so much.
You're welcome. Anyway, let's get started with لينا نص ساعة احنا نحكيو. We talk a lot, you and I. Anyway, the first point اللي حابة نحكي فيها is volunteering. And volunteering can be both locally and abroad. Locally you can do so much things, mm-hmm. so many things, RIP English, going from just mm-hmm. like participating in your local jamia, which is run by خالتي الجية, or even organizing, ولا starting your own association ولا organization, let's say that. So do you have any experience in local volunteering?
Yes. So first of all, déjà volunteering, it's like I just want to give them a definition to volunteering. C'est que qui est فرد من المجتمع. He does an unpaid activity. وتعطي الوقت تاعك باش تعاون an NGO, which is like a non-profit organization that you're not related to. In دوكا volunteering locally كان بزاف people كان هاد التابو اللي يقولوا باللي غير الناس اللي يسكنوا في ألجي ذا كان volunteer ولا volunteering كامل تاع الجزائر centered في ألجي وحنا لي زوطخ ولاية ما عندنا والو. Okay, so I'm from Jijel and I have done volunteering, so let me tell you باللي صح سي فغي كو في ألجي كاين بزاف associations وكاين بزاف clubs و initiatives ولا NGOs اللي تقدر تفولنتير معاهم. بصح كونك انت من حي الولاية بخلاف العاصمة زعما ولا بخلاف وهران ولا هكذا the big ones doesn't mean that you cannot volunteer locally ولا participate ولا organize your own events. باسكو شاك ولاية تلقى فيها النمبر شو ما كانش في الولاية ما فيهاش association at least one association. دوكا الاسوسيسيون هذي تلقاها سوا في الدليل تاع الولاية تاعك سوا تسقسي. And then you can contact هذيك الاسوسيسيون if it interests you وتقول لهم voilà أنا حاب نخدم معاكم حاب ندير دو بينيفولا اسكو از ذا لايك ا سبيس فور مي اسكو كاين ا سيرتن ايفنت ولا ا سيرتن ثينغ نقدر نفولنتير فيه معاكم. اف دي سي نو او بير ديكا اف دي سي نو يو كان اورجانيز يور اون فولنتيرين ايفنت. اتس نوت ذات هارد اونستلي يو جاست لم يون ايكيب تاع بيبل لي ار دي ار ريلي امبيشس و دي نو هاو تو اورجانيز ايفنت سون بعد تلقاو ا ثيم جو وات دو يو وونت تو دو في لا سوسيتي تاعك ولا وات سمثين يو وونت تو تشينج في الكوميونيتي تاعك ومن بعد يو جاست في الجزائرية it's a little bit too hard باش تجيب هادو لي permissions زعما بحال مثلا كي كنت ندير cleaning campaigns before you clean a beach ولا before you clean a forest تقول لك لازمك تجيب لوتوريزاسيون من عند department تاع حماية الغابات and stuff like that هنا باغزومبل في جيجل which I really find unnecessary because like رانا literally راح نديرو لكم مزية we're going to clean the beaches and we're going to clean the forests for you. So I would say pull some strings and try to talk to people who are in the department and with your team give permissions hado use social media to your benefit. For example, I actually meet the people, the volunteers, I opened the group on Facebook, so use social media to your benefit to advertise for your cause to let people look at the area where you had this initiative. And then funding, it's easy funding, so do self-funding, which honestly not all people could do self-funding with their own events. You know, people are going to volunteer in the same time. Chacun jib, like say, a petite sum de money, and then you collect the money, and then you make an event happen. Because if people do really want to participate in an event with the spirit of volunteering, a little money wouldn't hurt anyone. Surtout if you are a young person. And for example, I was like 16, 17. So I'm not working. My dish is a source of income. So, yeah, so just letting people know بلي if you're not from Algiers doesn't mean بلي ما تقدرش volunteer ولا ما تقدرش تعاون في المجتمع المدني. You just have to have the will وتكون عندك a vision for راسك and you just go for it at this point. So good luck for anyone who wants to do something in their ولاية, and if you need help don't hesitate to ask me.
Yeah, and I want to stress the point you need to get so much paper, so much agreements from the government to actually get something done. And I find that very, very annoying. Kima gulti zia, unnecessary. Because personally, Anaya, if you've been following me for long enough, مش for long enough, حتى recently, but you would know, Billy, I am all for limited government. I think بلي الحكومة ما عندهاش بلاصة في هاد الحوايج. Your job is to protect our rights and that's it. حنا خلينا نعيش حياتنا كيما حابين. حنا خلينا we run things كيما نشوفو حنا fit كيما يقولوا. And I honestly believe بلي all these regulations يزيدوا في الفساد because all these bureaucrats باش تجبد ورقة واحدة you have to pay رشوة you have to get معرفة you know and خرش على الموضوع كل عادة. So let's just get back.
I have a question. واش تحبي البنان ولا تشينا في القفة اللي نجيبها لك للحبس؟
Honestly I would love some chocolate. So خلينا من الهيلثي شبعنا بيه احنا برا نحب تجيبوا لي chocolate ice cream حمل ديكم.
You heard her people. تدخلوا وسط الحبس نتاعو حملة تطوعية ولموا شوكليت نروحوا نصدموا عليهم في الحراش.
أي خلاص نرجعوا ال volunteering we cover. Honestly أنا this is the very same reason لي I didn't volunteer much locally. كل ما نجي نحب ندير حاجة يكسروا لي راسي بلي بابي يكسروا لي راسي ب you know these kind of things genre people لازم يحطوك في a box وين لازم تدير مش people I mean the government the local authorities لازم تدير حوايج their way ولا ما تديرهمش. So I just like قلت nah this is not my thing, I will find another way to be engaged in society. هي النقطة اللي حبيت نحكي عليها. Civic engagement مش شرط يكون غير volunteer. مثلا انت ما تكونش someone who is into this kind of thing. You can do other things to engage in society. تلقى عقبة في طريقك مش معناتها you give up on the whole thing. And that takes us to volunteering abroad. Do you have any experience with that?
Well, volunteering abroad, زما volunteering abroad, if I would consider زما my volunteering in Lebanon as volunteering abroad, yes. بصح, considering that I was studying في هذيك البلاد and I just volunteered, زما I didn't have an experience that I applied to volunteer abroad وقبلوني. However, I went to my exchange program also as part of my scholarship. I have a volunteering requirement that I have to finish every year. I have to finish 30 hours of volunteering. So you can say I volunteered abroad, but not exactly, but I did. And volunteering abroad, if you want to apply for volunteering abroad, I think the most known organization for volunteering abroad is ISEC. شكون ما يعرفش ISEC, obviously. It's an organization, it's an international organization اللي يسهلوا البيبول اللي يحبوا يفولنتير abroad ولا يروحوا يخدموا abroad ولا they work on projects ولا they have a talent, but we're just going to focus on volunteering. So ISEC offers you the opportunity باش تروح abroad to teach a language, say, or to teach a skill, or to and on the section of Sinha Global Volunteer, if you visit their website, you go abroad. Again, you volunteer for a specific amount of time. It's not, sometimes it's fully funded, sometimes it's not. Bien sûr, the flight tickets and visa, you have to pay for it. Sino بخلاف ISEC كاين بزاف websites on the internet that you can check باش تروح you volunteer abroad. كاين par exemple go overseas.com, I think that website is really useful for him بزاف volunteering opportunities. كاين scholarships corner, كاين مرجع, كاين فرصة. You just go check them out, تكتب عمل تطوعي ويجيوك opportunities بزاف. سواء تروح to teach kids, سواء تروح to take care of orphans. For example, people اللي خدموا في medical field ولا nurses, they can go to يكونوا في medical care. شفتوا في افريكا هنايا كيدز ولا بيبل اللي يسكنوا في القرى في ساوث افريكا اللي يسحقوا فاكسينز ولا اللي يسحقوا ميديكال كير بيبل تو لوك افتر ذم. شفتوا with what they suffer from hunger and all the diseases they suffer from malheureusement. كاين some volunteers تقدر تروح you rescue animals, you take care of animals abroad in shelters. هادو باغ اكزومبل الحيوانات اللي مهددين بالانقراض, you go abroad and you يديروا لك a training, you take care of them, you train them. كاين تاني you can volunteer, you can even volunteer to be part of the Olympics. على بالي كاين Olympics in China, I think في بيكان in 2022, and I saw announced the other day they are looking for volunteers باش يروحوا تما باش to volunteer again. سواء تكون a specialist volunteer لكن عندك professional knowledge ولا skills, ولا تكون ولا مثلا medical student ولا مثلا non special volunteering. You can go to prepare the Olympics, to work on international relations, ولا to work on marketing, ولا to work on logistics support, ولا security, ولا anything honestly related to it. I think they are recruiting 40,000 volunteers, I guess, or 40,000. So can be volunteering opportunities out there. Genre, don't limit yourself. You just go to Google, you type, just type volunteering opportunities for Africans, or fully funded volunteering opportunities, and you check the websites and you'll find so many volunteering opportunities online.
Yeah, and Kimagulti, don't limit yourself. You know, there is so much to do. You just have to do the research. I personally couldn't. I was about to volunteer in a medical event, a conference in the States. It was in March. I was accepted. They even offered to help me with the visa. It's not. You're not going to be completely on your own. هذه من جهة بصح the COVID-19 ruined it and they went virtual. Oh my god, the same thing happened again when I was accepted for an event called AIDS 2020, which was supposed to be happening this July in Oakland. I actually won the scholarship for this, so I was not going to volunteer. It was going to be paid for me. And with him, it also went virtual. So 2020 is canceled. Traveling, volunteering, see you in 2021. Hopefully.
True. Memana, I was accepted for the conference. It's called the GYMUN. It was supposed to be in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. So it was like an international simulation conference. Bien sûr, we all know MUN. I have a national concept to MUN and debates and delegates and this whole fuss. So I was accepted, same. It was in July. And again, back to the email recently, it wasn't cancelled. However, it was turned virtually. So yeah, I think 2020, honestly, I'm not even gonna lie. I got a scholarship to study abroad. I was accepted in conferences and everything is gone. I'm literally قاعدة في شمبرتي. Doing nothing with my life right now because of the COVID. What you gotta do?
Yeah, that's why I am so against this confinement bullshit. We can نقدروا نرجعوا نعيشوا حياتنا عادي وجست نحترموا التباعد الاجتماعي وشكوبي. We don't have to stay at home forever.
Do you know what's the thing though? C'est que par exemple, people اللي واعيين كما أنا وانتي ولا par exemple people who are listening to the podcast ولا بالهم باللي what are the dangers of COVID-19 باللي لو كانوا اللي our normal life باللي لازم نديروا قوانين التباعد الاجتماعي and we have to be careful وكلش بصح le truc c'est que we are like a minority في الجزائر because the majority of people for there, they are not aware of had the COVID-19 and the danger, malheureusement. So I don't know if I'm against the confinement. I'm definitely against the fact that they forced people to close their business, especially small businesses. However, I don't know if I'm against it totally or not, but I just want to say, John, I just want you to remember that everyone is like us. For example, we're capable to get sick because of people that they don't take it seriously. Malheureusement.
Yeah, I do agree. But a girl can dream, can't she?
True.
Anyway, our next point is conferences and seminars, which is Deja Hkit's my part in it. So you go ahead and talk about what conferences you've been to, like you know of.
Okay, so same thing with conferences and so it's the same thing with conferences and seminars. I've been to a conference, I've been to 2 or 3 trial conferences to MUN. They weren't international. قلت لك I was accepted to take part in a conference هذا السنة بس ما صلحتش للغالب. However, people that are interested in conferences and seminars, I just want to let you know there can two types of conferences or seminars or summits that you can attend. So what conferences that are related to your major or for example to your profession or conferences that you which you gain knowledge for your profession, which you demonstrate the knowledge that you have had a major or conferences that are related to activism, to world peace, to human rights, the one I was going to take part in. So, because at that point are your interests will enter your goals from attending this conference. But then again, conferences are mostly open for internet for internationals. So, my cash conference, most conferences may have like restrictions on which people from which countries have to attend this specific conference. As long as I'm the saving leh or I'm like a good background for related to what the conference is gonna discuss. For example, I want to attend the conference. I don't know, like data analysis, or like business marketing, or how economics got affected for COVID-19. I want to attend the conference for world peace, or human rights, or you name it. So usually had the conferences to activism and engagement, there's no restrictions. You have to work on a good CV. Which can active your community, and then when you apply, hopefully they will accept you. However, bien sûr, conferences that they are related to your major, you have to be part of that major. For example, you study medicine, or you study pharmacy, and then you want to go attend the conference that talks about, I don't know, engineering or something like that. So same thing with conferences. Usually, كنا راح نشوف الويبسايت اللي كنا راح نشوفهم كان مرجع وفرصة وscholarships كونا. These three websites, honestly, they save my life. Whenever نحب نحوس على opportunities, ولا I go check them. You check the conference topic, you check the country, you check the fees. Then of course, because you have to pay fees. You check the eligibility criteria and you apply. And conferences are a really amazing opportunity to network. تلاقى بزاف people, businessmen, activists, bloggers, doctors. You name it, people that have to meet at the conference, عليك وعلى شطارتك. So they are a really nice opportunity for you to network with people, with internationals, and also to demonstrate yourself and pitch yourself out there. وجوه تبني أجندة لروحك. That's what I have to say about conferences so far.
Then with the conferences, seminars, summer schools, you name it, internships, anything you want to apply for, لازم تسقسي روحك. Why am I applying? What's in it for me? وش حاب نتعلم من this? What شغل لازمك تسطر وش هي أهدافك وش هي الحواج راح تستفاد منها وش هي الحواج راح تخرج منها تخرج بيها من هذا الإيفنت هذا. So ما تعودش هكا تايه just applying. أعرف وش راك حاب تخرج من هذه التجربة and then من هذاك الهدف you go on and search for events اللي يقدروا يقدموا لك هذا الشيء.
شو سيختو في وقتنا especially هذه opportunities اللي يجو fully funded exchange programs, scholarships, whatever it is, which are fully funded. Do you really think had the government or had the hukumari it's fully funding you pour tes beaux yeux parce que t'es شباب? No, of course there are like political reasons behind it. There are like the strategy that I'm happy to slow them because surtout que had the programs is to have for rare people li, let's say people li عندهم في المخ as we say in الجزائر. So people li على بالهم what they are doing in life. So they're not gonna just take you in a vacation like that to learn and expect nothing back. Of course, they want to influence you. Of course, they want to integrate you for culture, for their society, for the economy, whatever it is. But until you get influenced, a lot of people نعرفهم بعد لا راحوا. So I know a girl that for example, I know a girl that exchange program for USA. After she left, My mother country is America. She's Algerian. قتلي my mother country is America. شفت جا هاد الانفلونس اللي يقدر يحقق الدرجة when you neglect your freaking country. It's called my mother country is America. I want to live in America forever. And this is في صالحهم. بس كبر بحو من جهة بحو مخ. بحو مخ في الصوسيتي تاعهم which is gonna contribute بزاف في الديفلوبمنت تاع الصوسيتي. وتاير بياشو we lost another brain that could have helps the country. So kima qulti self-awareness or self-assessment before applying to anything is really important. Okay, I want to apply for this program. Why do I want to apply for it? What skills do I need to acquire? What skills do I need to improve to apply for it? What do I want to do after the end of the program? What do I want to not do after the end of the program? You have to sit with yourself and reflect on what's your next step in life, and what's the next event you want to take part of, and how it's going to affect you, soit personally, soit professionally, soit your surroundings, you name it.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize the point that being influenced. So, yes, there is a political agenda to influence the youth وكلش from all these programs, not just American programs. Any program راح يكون كان عنده أهداف سياسية إنه يجبد جيل جديد لجانب معين من أيديولوجية معينة. And this is not necessarily a bad thing. Just inside, you have to be careful which من ideology تميليها انت, which من ideology you find logical and you align yourself with. For example, أنا, I am more into Western ideologies. Genre, أنا نقول بلي I am westernized بصح by choice. I chose this because أنا نحب نامن with the liberty, with the individualism, you name it. I feel like the Eastern agendas, you know, like China's, Russia, these kind of countries, with the Arab countries are like collective societies. When I, even if I go in an exchange program in these countries, I know, believe, like their agenda ماهيش راح تأثر فيا ياسر, because I already chose my side. I am all for ناحية سياسية, I would align myself with libertarians. This is it, and I know where I stand. And على بالي بلي this is not the case for a lot of young people. جون مازال ما حدوش هويتهم السياسية ولا هويتهم الأيديولوجية. دونك this is it. So you have to be really careful with this.
Exactly, I definitely agree. Surtout que, comme je l'ai dit, surtout exchange programs, ils disent juste شهر, then you get a sneak peek of how they live, and then you're like, tellement you have just seen it for a month, you're like, wow, are they really living? Joy, they just show you the good sides. Until you're only 15, 16, your identity so you get influenced. So it's really important to tell ideology, what are the causes that you support, what are the causes that you don't support. So like you take what you need and you leave what you don't need. Because a lot of things are going to be thrown at you, new ideologies, new ideas, you're going to have a lot of debates, so you have to be really, really, really smart when it comes to this.
Yeah, and the other thing around is also correct, just because راح تروح البلد اللي doesn't align with your ideology, مش معناتها تغلق راسك completely. You can still learn from someone who is like your opponent ولا completely معكس ليك. كما قال لي a friend of mine, ادي من كل بستان زهرة. There is always something you can learn from someone else.
Definitely, I like the saying هذه ساعدتي من كل بستان زهرة, because whenever you go تلقى حاجة تستلمها. Even if you go to a country تكرهه, تكره his its culture, تكره معبليش, everything, every cause is supports, there must be something اللي you like, ولا there must be something اللي جوغ تديها to your benefit. وهذه العقلية واحدة رأس مالي. Let me just say this.
Exactly.
Whenever there's an opportunity, seize it. Take it. Don't let it go.
Yeah, and by the way, do you in business school study economic theories?
Yes, I did take 2 econ courses هاد العام, and because I'm in an American university, I study the economical system economics generally economics the USA. So I would say بلي our program is built obviously to support capitalism, and guess what? Yes, I am a capitalist.
Of course you are. You are a good daughter of mine. So yeah, شغل خرجنا شوية على the plan, بس it was good. It was let's say beneficial. So نرجع to summer schools. Personally, I think summer schools would give you would be more beneficial for someone who lives like in Europe or in the States. أكثر من واحد اللي في الجزائر, because you know هما their summer school. When you take a course in your field, you get credits for it. تقدر تنقص هذاك الكورس من سمستر كامل. Like you would get to do your degree in 2 years instead, ولا 2 years and a half instead of 3 years. So هذا الشيء unfortunately does not work in Algeria. تدي كورس يقول لك احنا ما نستعرفوش بيه.
Yeah, definitely. دوكا summer schools, like you can go to a summer school كما قلتي باش تدي courses for your field ولا باش تدي credits, ولا you can go for the cultural exchange. حنا دوكا في الجزائر كما قلتي you can go to a summer school, you take the course وما يستعرفوش به هنا. However, إذا كان you're interested in summer schools, I'd say be interested in summer schools for the cultural exchange ولا for the cultural experience. ديجا كو most summer schools يجيبوا students from all around the world باش they integrate them ولا باش they introduce them to the culture تاع هذيك البلاد. For example, كاين summer schools I have a friend that had summer school in Romania, كاين summer schools in Turkey, كاين summer schools in Philippines. So toujours يجيبوا students from all around the world, usually it's for like 2 weeks, and يجيبوا internationals وتلاقوا في هذيك البلاد اللي ما تربطكم بها والو, ومن بعد they introduce you to the culture تاع هذيك البلاد. كاين summer schools تاع science, كاين summer schools تاع la gastronomie تاع البلاد هذيك, summer schools تاع literature, تاع cinema, you name it. So يجيبوكم تحت a theme, so تروحوا من جهة tourism in the blood and you get to know each other and تعرف البلاد, or you mix with locals with internationals, ومن جهة أخرى they introduce you to again culture تاع البلاد هذيك على حساب الثيم اللي رحت فيه انت. باي زومبل كاين students اللي يروحوا for the theme of cinema, so يروحوا البلاد هذيك من جهة راهم going as tourists, ومن جهة أخرى they prepare plays, they يروحوا to theaters, they يروحوا يتفرجوا بعض on pieces of theater في هذيك البلاد. Some schools I would say for genre en tant qu'Algérien, if you want to go and not waste your time, of course you're not gonna waste your time even if you take the courses, may at the end of the day ما حيدير لك والو في your educational level. So if you want to go and genre take a breeze of air وتتنفس شوية and be refreshed, تتلاقى مع people and you network و you organize events على something you're passionate about, ولا البلاد هذيك تحبها وتحب التاريخ تاعها وحاب تعرف أكثر, I would say going for cultural exchange summer schools would be a really nice experience. Mostly they are 2 weeks long, so خفيفة ما راحش تطول في البلاد هذيك. It's gonna be quick, you're gonna get introduced to so many stuff at the same time. Mostly you fully funded, bien sûr they don't fully fund everyone, but again if you have a strong profile, if you have a strong CV, if you have a strong reason علاش they should fund you, mostly it's fully funded. So some schools حاجة اللي تديرها هكذا just to enjoy yourself. And for moi, alors for students, of course, in Europe, they would go to summer schools or some universities to gain credits and more, to gain credits more than to get introduced to the culture or something. Alors que حنا كم ديز الجزائريين, حنا جست باش نتعرفوا على هذيك البلاد, باش نتعرفوا على الثقافة تاعها, باش نتعرفوا على الناس اللي يعيشوا فيها, كيفاش يخمموا, كيفاش يعيشوا, and to gain your ideology. So this is mainly why I would advise you to go for a summer school if you want a cultural experience.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize the point, if you want to be fully funded, listen to your research and look for the summer school you have to go to, or you want to be funded in as early as possible. I would say even if December, January. Summer اللي راح تروح فيه انت قلت راح تروح في July or something, start doing your research November, December, لقبل هذاك الاخر, because profiling and processing the applications takes too much time. They do their deadline usually, let's say February max. If you go beyond that, you probably lost the funding opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. هاد كما قلتي ال selection process it takes so much time. With the earlier you are, the better. Because déjà they will consider your application before other people's applications. و at the same time, genre they say genre tu évites هاد المواقف المحرجة تاع يجوز عليك ال deadline و بعدها you start begging for the funding ولا you start. So doing your research هذاك هو. نوفمبر ديسمبر جانفي فيفري ات ماكس اي وود سي فيفري ات ماكس تكون بعت لهم يور ابليكيشن وتكون بعت لهم الفاندين ريكويست بيكوز موستلي هاد السام سكولز يقولوا لك اسكو يو اكسبتد اور نوت جوي دوكا سا ديبون لي بروغرام صح جوي افريل مي ماكسيموم جوان جوي تكون على بالك اسكو رايح ولا نو سو كيما قلتي جوي ديسمبر اكتوبر نوفمبر ديسمبر جانفي فيفري هذاك هو المومون اللي صح اف يو وانت تو ابلاي فور انيثين في سامر go for it. هذاك هو the best moment to do it.
Yeah, and you should like go to the university اللي حاب تدير your summer school in. Just check their website. Probably they will list all the funding opportunities اللي راهم يحطوا فيهم. Do your research. Don't be lazy ass. This chance ماهيش راح تجي تمشي ليك. You have to go for it. انت اللي تروح تحوس عليها. This was my point.
Exactly.
Yeah, in summer schools. Now moving on to trainings. Trainings are like course مكثف. Let's say that. اللي يكون عادة في in person. بس حكاين online training, of course. اللي يكون by NGOs, organizations. I personally took a training in, let's say, إسعافات الأولية. This is the only training I've ever took in Algeria. The rest of my trainings were all online. How about you? What experience did you have in this?
Okay, so I would say most... Well, صح قلت لكم باللي to volunteer, you don't need to live in Algiers. So honestly, to be honest with you, most good trainings اللي كاين في الجزائر كاين في Algiers. I'm not going to neglect this. Most NGOs ولا most interesting clubs اللي they offer like effective trainings يعطيوك certificates at the end تلقاهم في Algiers. هذه if you want to their training in person. Sometimes هاد NGOs يديروا expansion يقولوا for example هاد summer راح نديروا training في for example I was part of the Algerian Youth Voices training. هاد training it was about making podcasts. How to create podcasts and how to post them, the logiciel اللي تستعملهم, how to edit your podcast, how to align your podcast, storytelling through podcasts, you name it. جو داروا الاكسبشن وجو الجيجل وهران Algeria, and two or three other villages وقلا بالشار. I don't really remember. So I would say if you're interested in training Zama or trainings in a specific field, the best thing you can do Zama في الجزائر for the moment is go follow هادوك pages تاع NGOs like clubs ولا initiatives ولا startups leader trainings on social media باسكو surtout right now with the COVID-19 came bzaf trainings that are offered online, so I would advise you to take advantage of it. Came bzaf Instagram pages اللي ديروا كما قلتي تدريب مكثف سواء to learn a specific language or to learn a specific skill. I think كان Instagram page called AE meeting وبعدها كان club اسمه Pathos club for public speaking كان many or honestly كان بزاف initiatives online and I've said which is something I like. I noticed باللي هادو كان بزاف people اللي يديروا startups online where they want to deliver something for the people, so take advantage of that and go follow هادوك pages. So for example, كي تفتح your feed, the first thing يجوك events اللي كاين, واش من trainings كاين, واش من meetings, واش من conferences كاين online. For the moment, I would say for people اللي ما يقدروش يديبلاصا ويروحوا لألجي ولا يروحوا للولاية الكبار هادو اللي كيديروا فيهم trainings, try to focus على online trainings. إذا كان حاب تتعلم كاش skill ولا حاب تتعلم كاش language ولا حاب تتعلم whatever it is, go for online trainings. But once you can just deplace out روح الالجيز for example, I would say نخارط في كان world learning في الالجيز, كان تقدر نخارط في ACCA, the American Cultural Center في Algeria, في الالجيز sorry, كان بزاف لي association, كان بزاف لي club اللي يديروا literal trainings. So trainings, honestly, that's what I have to say. ما قدرش نقول باللي they are something famous في الجزائر اللي they do fast and fast. بس online it's really rich. في الجزائر أنا بزاف trainings online. واحد ما يكتب عليك. You just have to know your resources. تعرف وش من كلوب تسويفي. تعرف وش من ترين حاب تدير. و just stay up to date. كاين باغ اكزومبل some clubs ولا associations. I signed up for their website lately. ومن بعد يعطيوك a newsletter. زعما كيما يكون عندهم a new event ولا يكون عندهم a new meeting يبعثوا لك an email ويقولوا لك voila voila هاو الايفنت راح نديروه الوقت هذاك. This is where you sign up ولا this is where you get your online ticket. Go get that online ticket. You need that online ticket and you will definitely not regret it. Surtout, I would advise you to go for trainings اللي يعطيوك a certificate after you finish the training. إلا كان you want to add it to your CV ولا you want to add it to your agenda ولا to your experience ولا to your portfolio, go for trainings اللي they offer you certificates at the end of the training. هكذا it's a proof بلي you took that training وبلي على بالك بلي you know what's the concept وبلي you passed the training. Yeah, this is what I have to say.
And I know I said I only did سميه لي الإسعافات الأولية بس فكرت بلي درت another training and I'm just going to give an honest feedback on it. It was with a local club called بسكرة تقرا and they did like this 3-month camp when they train you on various fields. And now I chose video editing. I chose you get to choose 3 things. I was so excited for it. I was like, finally something in Biskra. And the moment I went, I knew so many things. I knew more on the topic than the instructor did. Because I took so many online trainings, so many online courses. So this is my anaya موقفي من trainings in Algeria. If you إذا تبع الكفار as much as I do, أنا like عايشة في كورسيرا, عايشة في edX, I read so many for dummies books. No, I learned the trainings they're offering, I learned them from Al-Kuffar. I think you would be disappointed, honestly. But if you're new to the field, if you are not an anglophone كما أنا, you don't get access to these courses, these international courses, I would advise you to go. If you are like someone who learned from worldwide recognized professionals, I would say you would be disappointed. So don't get your hopes up by the جيتسبونا احنا يدلهنا, okay? Know what you're signing up for. هذا هو العالم الثالث. Deal with it.
Exactly. Preach. I couldn't have said it better.
So, زيدي وش بقالنا؟ Yeah, scholarships. By the way, guys, بعد me and Yasmin will do a list of all the websites to sources اللي رانا نحكيو عليهم in this podcast. So I will leave them in the description link, description box, what the fuck, description box. So don't you worry, we got you covered. Yeah, go on with scholarships.
Of course. So scholarships, déjà being a scholarship student myself, I would tell you it's one of the greatest things that you can opt for في حياتك. Genre, لكن you want to boost up your education or you want to gain a degree. We both know, let's not lie to each other, educational system في Algeria خصو بزاف حوايج. And a degree from Algeria, I'm not saying universities كامل the degrees ما يعترفوش بهم في الخارج. For example, let's say l'école polytech, l'ESI, some degrees صح يستعرفوا بهم, بس mostly في Europe, because احنا نقراو in French in Algeria, which is I don't know علاش مازال نقراو in French. Honestly, normally can they switch the educational system to English a long time ago. But however, if you're somebody interested in assuming your studies outside of Algeria, so you're an undergraduate, ما راح تجوز الباك حاب تروح تديو bachelor's degree abroad, ولا عندك bachelor's degree عندك license وحاب تديو master's abroad ولا حاب تدير PhD. Now I don't know much about PhD, بس حلا بيبي كان بزاف scholarship opportunities for undergraduates and for masters. كان the one I'm part of, MBTL program for undergraduates. كان تاني the Turkish government كل عام they offer a scholarship for Algerian students اللي حابين يحضروا their bachelor's degree in Turkey. كان في masters كان Chivenin in the UK, كان Fulbright in the US, كان MBTLG, the same scholarship I'm in بس for graduate students, كان Erasmus Mundus, masters in Europe, كان many opportunities. So ما تغلقوش على رواحيكم. What I would advise you when it comes to scholarships, say that you focus on your grades, so your GPA. جوه ما عبيش كش يقولوا GPA لا موين. أيوه, you have to focus على موين تاعك في your high school ولا في your university. باسكو إلا كنت قرا في high school كما أنا, I was studying في high school, حبيت ندير my bachelor's في الخارج, they asked me for my transcripts ملي كنت نقرا في البوام. See, so they really care about your مسار دراسي تاعك and how serious of a student you are, because they are going to fund you, they're going to invest in you. They're not going to invest their money in a student اللي ما روش سمع بقرايته ومنبا. Also, most هاد البروغرامز, جو هاد البروغرامز كامل اللي مصباح احنا نهضروا عليهم اللي بدا البودكاست, they focus بزاف على civic engagement, يعني a member, فرد من المجتمع اللي يكون active في المجتمع المدني, واحد اللي he attends events, he does trainings, يقرأ هذه, ينظم هذه. So, لكن حب صح يقبلك in a scholarship, I would advise you two things. One thing, سيكو تركز على المسار الدراسي تاعك ولا like your GPA, الموين تاعك. And the other thing is to او ميم طون تكون اكتيف في المجتمع المدني تاعك وتكون عندك بروفيل في بزاف الاكتيفيتيز. سي رحت لكونفرنس الفلانية, سي يو اورجنايز هاد الايفنت, سي يو ديد هاد الترينينغ في هاد الفيلد, سي ما بعرفش يو فولنتيد في تشاريتي ولا رحت قريت انجلي ولا رحت قريت ما بعرفش ولا رحت عاونت في كاش كامبين ميديكال كامبين تبرع بالدم. Anything that has to do with المجتمع المدني is a plus for you. So if you want to apply for a scholarship, it's easy. The first thing you do is, so for example, say you want to study في Canada, ولا حاب تقرا في الترك, ولا حاب تقرا wherever it is. تروح تكتب scholarships, fully funded scholarships to study in blah blah الكونتري الفلاني. يخرجوا لك a list. You choose the university اللي عجبتك, تشوف اسكو it's fully funded or not. وبعدها إذا كان عندهم online application, apply online. If not, بعت لهم an email. قول لهم voila, my name is, هوليك my email, this is my CV, this is how you can contact me. اسكو نقدر نابليكي for a scholarship تماك. Now if you have a specific university في راسك شغل عبايش نحب نقرا في اليونيفرسيتي الفلانية في البلاد الفلاني, it's easy. You just type the name of the university في جوجل, تدخل الأوفيشال ويب سايت تاع يونيفرسيتي. إلا كان ما لقيتش السكشن في هذيك الأوفيشال ويب سايت تاعهم واسمه scholarships ولا scholarships ولا ما باليش scholarships. So إلا كان ما لقيتش السكشن فيها scholarships وبلي the university offers scholarships, don't say that university doesn't offer scholarship. Send them an email, a professional email. قل لهم, this is my hi to whom it may concern. My name is أنا الفلاني. I'm a student at. حبيت سقسي. I want to get informed على university. How to enroll for the university? Asko, do you offer scholarships? And if you offer scholarships, which لازم نعطيكم as information باش to apply for a scholarship and so on and so forth. See, no. You can just look for the scholarships, available scholarships. كاين واحد الويبسايت اسمه opportunities for Africans, I think. opportunitiesforafricans.com. يحطو تما the available scholarships for Africans اللي كاين. You visit الاخر the website, you check the scholarship اللي عجبتك, you check the application form, you apply online, عندك essays تكتبهم. Sometimes you have to pass, ماشي sometimes, honestly, most of the time كتحب تقرا abroad لازمك تعدي an English assessment test كيما TOEFL كيما IELTS, kima SATS, depends, really, really depends. Manna SATS fidżajer. So it depends on the scholarship requirements, un bada jidżuż u lik application process, which jidżuż interview, jidżuż English assessment test. It's a long process, but at the end, it's worth it, especially if you really want it. I just want you to know billi, a lot of people who apply had li trick was bellhom, it's a lot of work, but it's if you really want it, ولا كان حب صح تقرا abroad, you have to go for it. ما حش تجيك, it's not gonna ما حش يجيبوا لك, ما حش تخلق, ما خلقناش بملعقة فضية للفهمين literally. إذا كان حب حاجة, go work for it. يا ودي أخدم, حوس, أقرأ, أكتب, أتعلم. Don't depend on people and don't depend on society or don't depend on the government or on your family or on anyone. If you want to do something, go for it by yourself. Do your research by yourself. Ask for help from professionals. Never, 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 never blame it on the circumstances. Or to say, I want to go out or I want to read abroad and I don't want to. No, I don't want to. You didn't work hard for it. I just wanted to say this for people. Because there are many people who say, maybe I don't know if it's a thing with Algerians or not, but mostly جو عندي يقولوا لي, hey, you're part of the scholarship. قولي لنا كيفاش أبليكيتي وش درتي وش ندير هذه. صح. Yes. Okay. I will gladly help you. ما عندي أوكان بروبلم. بس مش تسقسيني every single detail. You're supposed to do some effort from your part. تاني ما حش. Like, كيفاش راك عازم يقبلوك in a scholarship alors que كنت a simple research ولا a simple بحث صغير سو جوجل ما قدرتش ديره وحدك. I just wanted to let people know بلي هاد البروغرامز they don't take anybody وبلي you have to be dependent on yourself وبلي you have to be serious and hardworking. So again, depend on yourself, nothing else.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. You know, there is this old school capitalist quote that I love and live by. اتركه يعمل, اتركه يمر. Meaning, if you're not working, you're not getting anywhere. You have لازمك ترمي روحك على the chances. Like, عيش لهم في حيازهم. Like, go to this school اللي حاب تقرأ فيها and email them. Like, email them every single day حتى يكرهوا من جدك and they give you your fucking response. Being اللصقة is good in career-wise. مش in like other things like in relationship, don't do that. That's creepy, creepy as fuck.
I don't know if you have seen the series You, but if you want something, if you want a scholarship, stalk it. Like Joe stalks every girl he falls in love with. Literally, جو مانيش نزيد فيها or something. كما قلت يسقلهم في الروضة انسيستي عليهم بس بيان شو ما حيش يدوها sometimes ما يدوهاش في الديبيو some prestigious universities ما حيش يدوها فيك بس حكي تسقلهم في الروضة ويتقول لهم بلي you really want that go for it وبكاش حاجة واسمها dignity ولا whatever it is. What do you mean dignity when it comes to work? And if I want to work in a company I swear جو I'd beg the fucking CEO باش يخليني نخدم في هذيك الكمباني because I want it ماشي because نسحق مزيت because I want it. Okay, I want it, so I'm doing anything to get it.
Yes, I do. I absolutely agree. And I would even accept working for free if it was like something I really, really want or I really, really want to gain experience in. ما عنديش مشكل to be a fucking volunteer إذا كانت راح تعطي لي الخبرة اللازمة to succeed in this field.
Talking about volunteering, something interesting about volunteering is because sometimes the volunteering opportunities literally you go and take part in them can turn into a job opportunity for you. Say you work with an association with an NGO, or you volunteer at a specific company, and you're persistent, you're serious in your work, you do even if it's for free, you're doing it job من قلبك. Of course, if the CEO of that company ولا الريسبونسابل تاع هذيك NGO ولا whoever it is notices you ويشوف بلي عندك qualifications اللي يقدر يشوفهم في his environment ولا في his employees, of course راح يعرض عليك a job. You just have to be smart about it and you have to know كيفاش how to display your abilities and how to show people بلي you're capable بلي عندك qualifications وبلي adding you to their workplace ولا adding you to be a part of their team is a plus for you and for them too.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And once again, I am really inspired that you know this at the age of 18. I think my listeners should really look up to you. And I truly believe you're going very far in life.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna cry. That was so sweet. Thank you so much.
Hello, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me? Yes, and I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Mamela, honestly, you inspire me. I love how this podcast is inspiring. The fact that like the podcast and you're delivering it to millions of Algerians listening about topics that really interest us is beyond, I love it. I've always wanted to start my own podcast, but I didn't have the time, I didn't have the resources. So the fact that you're doing it, it's amazing. Thank you so much.
كأنك تحمستي شوية وقلتي millions كأنك تحمستي عليها.
I mean a girl can dream. You said this.
Yeah, don't use that against me. But I will get in there one day. One day I will have a million listener. ونديلكم كيما اسمه my favorite YouTuber PewDiePie. The bro feast. المهم مش موضوعنا نرجع وين وصلنا. يس لحقنا الانترنشيبس. Personally أنا recently I had an experience with WHO اللي هي World Health Organization. Like عملي فات I wanted to do an internship with them. It's offered to anyone in their website. مش لازم ما تكون in the medical field. تقدر you do an internship with them in administration, in economics. They need people يديروا الانفورماتيك في البيرو تاعهم. They need people to run things. You don't really have to be in the medical field, and this applies to other organization as well. United Nations, UNESCO. ماشي لازم تعود in the field تاع هذيك الorganisation to do an internship with them or something. Just keep this in mind. كي تروح تحوس على an opportunity قادر تلقاها في بلاصة ما كنتش متوقعها أصلا. So حكايتي معاها أنا يا كي جيت عام اللي فات I apply لقيتهم دايرين condition باللي لازمك internship تاعك تكون 6 months. There is no way for a student like me to يدير a 6 month internship. That's راح تتعارض مع the school year. I can't do that. You have to travel for it. لازمك تروح to Switzerland ولا تروح to another headquarter كما Denmark ولا مع لبليش أنا in Asia. You choose where you want to do your internship. So I let it go, and this was my mistake. نسيتها ونحيتها من راسي. أيا قولي واحد a month ago عودت على الزهر. I've been spending a lot of time in their website due to COVID-19. أيا أنا دخلت to internships نلقاهم بدلوا in the terms. دوك عادي يقولك بلي يا خويا كان حاب ندير internship عندنا لازم يعود a minimum تاع 6 weeks and a maximum تاع ما تقدر تتخيل من 6 سمانات ل 3 شهور. And I think I missed a huge chance قبل الكوفيد. كنت قادرة I apply for this and go for it and just do like 6 weeks ولا شهرين ونجي مروحة. But I didn't. And دركا they stopped the application خطرش no one can travel in COVID. بصح I applied anyway because هو ما قال لك once the travel restriction يروحوا يهبطوا we will get back to the people who would want to do an internship. So my point is just because at a certain time a certain organization ما تصدقش مش معناتها راح تبقى ديما ما تصدقش. This was my mistake, learn from it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really glad the restrictions or regulations set the internship. I'm really super happy for you. I hope you get accepted. As for internships, كما قلت انت when you applied قال لك لازم 3 months I guess. دوكا انتيا if you, as a student ولا as a person حاب دير internship in a specific field لازمك you have to كما قلنا كنا نهضروا على قبيل self awareness ولا self assessment قاد مع روحك and you start questioning yourself. Why do I want to do this internship? How long will I be available for this internship? What skills do I want to acquire or to learn from this internship? What skills do I need for this internship? Mostly, حنا university students, internships اللي يساعدونا, سواء internship that lasts around a month, سواء في winter vacation ولا summer vacation ولا internships اللي you can do them remotely and you can do them from your laptop ولا your PC. So if you a student at university ولا if you're a full-time student وتقرأ في university and you want to do an internship, you can either contact a specific NGO or company or organization that you want to do the internship in, وتقول لهم voila, and I am a student, I will be available for this, I would like to opt to do an internship and come. You don't have to be paid, honestly. You don't even have to be paid to do an internship, because most students will look, oh, and I can't do an internship if I don't get paid for it. Okay, and it's up to them. I'm not against it. If you want to get paid for an internship, go for it. But for you as a student to do an internship, I don't see genre, a big, big, huge requirement on getting paid to do an internship. Surtout que, like, you are requiring experience. حاجة اللي تزيدها في CV ديالك. So déjà the fact that يخليك تخدم معهم for a short period of time is enough. So كما قلتي internships سواء تحوس عليهم وحدك on the website ولا تلقاهم they offer them online ولا هاد global organizations WHO, UNESCO, UNICEF, any organization you think of, تدخل their website وتشوف the internship opportunities سواء your university administration يبعثوا لكم كما أنا for example my university they put internship opportunities every month. يقولون كاين هاد job opportunities, هاد internship opportunities. I don't think every university does it, but nevertheless toujours go to the administration to university and ask them. normally كاين a center اللي specified في هاد لي تروك career management and internships and stuff like that, and ask them, can you supply me with the resources needed so that I can apply for a specific internship? If it doesn't work, again, you just have to email the organization, the company, the NGO, wherever you want to work. I am a student. I am available for a duration of a month or a month and a half. I would like to opt for an internship at your organization. Please let me know if there are spots available. Of course, send them your CV and send them a cover letter. And hopefully they will get back at you. Some companies, they post said internship opportunities on their official website. We have one spot for, the company needs an intern or two to do the specific task or to assist with this and that. So please leave your CV and leave your cover letter. Which brings us to the point of a CV. You have to have a CV. You must have a CV as a student in university. لازم يكون عندك CV. So when start, واحد ما يستعرف بيك, تكون a student في university, ما عندكش ما با CV حط فيها at least your most basic skills and experiences. Because ما تكون راح تروح بلا CV. ما تقدر تابليكي الانترنشيبس, ما تقدر تابليكي الاكسشينج بروغرامز, ني scholarships, ني jobs, nothing. So If you still don't have a CV or a university student, أقعد معها روح كاش نهار, شوف the CV format اللي تساعدك, the general CV format, and start filling it in with your past experiences and with your qualifications. هكذا باش مرة خلاف, when you want to apply for something, the process would be much, much easier. وليو تكتب لهم a letter فيها 50,000 سطر على qualifications تاعك وش درت في حياتك و experiences, so easy, just هز هذاك الفيشي تاع يو سي في and send it in the email. It makes it easier for you and for the person you're talking to.
Yes, حكيتي كلش, ما خليتي لي حتى حاجة نحكيها, to be honest. And yeah, do you have anything else to add?
Do I have anything else to add? I just want to say بلي civic engagement في بلادنا ناقص بزاف. And lately, صح, there has been a rise in civic engagement في الجزائر. And I feel like شفتو في المرحلة هذه اللي رانا نجوزو بها هنايا في الجزائر, نحتاجو people, لا يوت, اللي ينخرطوا في المجتمع المدني, واللي they take part of المجتمع المدني, ولازمنا نبنيو نخبة. Because you can قعدوا هكذا مع النوال ومع الناش, for example, people اللي they represent us, people اللي يهضروا في بلاستنا, we're not going anywhere. So if you are somebody who's aged between 18, جسكا 25, جسكا 30, you name it, وحس روحك you need to do something في البلاد هذي, go for it. You can volunteer, you can opt for scholarships, you can go for conferences, you can participate in trainings, you can do internships, but the knowledge اللي استعلمها في هاد الاكسبيرينسز جيبهم لبلادك and implement them في بلادك. This is what I would say. So, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, and I also want to emphasize the point that you can use social media for as your activism platform as well. That's what I'm doing. Because, you know, I was disappointed in everything around me and in everything concerning civic engagement around me. Because ما يتوافقش مع نظرتي للحياة, and even the skills and training offered, I already know most of them. So maybe one day when the political فش يقولوا الجو السياسي يهدى شوية, maybe I will start an association or an organization and it will blow up, I promise you. But until then, Anna, my civic engagement would still be through social media and abroad. This is my point. This is my view. It's not like I want people, I don't want them to feel bad if they don't volunteer locally or that they don't engage in school clubs, you know. I don't want them to feel bad for not doing that, because maybe most probably they're shitty وماكش راح تستفاد منهم بزاف. بس if you do find something worthy, something ليزيد فيك, let's say that, I absolutely encourage you to take part in it. And always remember that ماكش مجبر انك تدير هذا الشيء, and don't feel bad اذا شفت عبد اخر more engaged than you are. Okay, so let's wrap this up, because I think we really فتنا ساعة في الهدرة, like هدرنا ياسر. So thank you so much, Yasmin, for being here. I really enjoyed talking to you. You're so much fun, you're smart, you're cute, and everyone, you should follow her. I will obviously leave her Instagram when I share this. You will learn a lot from her. And yeah, كش ما حبت تزوزي لي قولي.
Thank you so much for having me, you talented, beautiful, intellectual woman. It was really fun talking to you, honestly. Thank you again for having me and for delivering this message to everyone listening to this podcast. And yeah.
Good night.
Good night. Take care of yourself.